I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American Research Professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Two items about the southern border and Central America. The first, the new president of Guatemala, Mr. Arevalo, traveled to the White House to confer on migration with the Vice President Harris. This is the Northern Triangle, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. They've been in the news for several years. However, what we have now is a situation on the southern border that is also determined by the courts in the United States. Within these last days, there have been various decisions, or almost decisions, that make it difficult to summarize where the Texas border is. There was an intention to detain and return to Mexico those migrants who traveled across Central America and entered the United States. I can't tell you where that is right now because the courts are in dispute. What is significant here is that the president of Mexico, Mr. AMLO, has said, we're not going to accept this decision for Texas to turn people back. Professor, when AMLO says he won't accept deportations from Texas and says the law is dehumanizing, where is this in the conversation between Mexico and the United States? Relations now and again look very good, look very positive. This can't be a surprise to AMLO and Mexico City that the courts were going to make decisions about the Texas law to turn people back. Does this look like maneuvering by AMLO? To what end? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, John, there's multiple different dynamics, of course, at play here. And the irony is that in many ways, the U.S. federal level position of the Biden administration, who has been long coordinating with Mexico with respect to deportations and other issues, not perfectly, but to some degree, both the Biden administration and AMLO are probably at odds to what Governor Abbott is doing in Texas with respect to this new law SB4, which keeps getting reversed and blocked and reinstated. But as you know, it's really the issue of to what degree can Texas unilaterally block the entrance and now actually criminalize and deport immigrations. Now, as that falls through the court, of course, Mexico inherently becomes an issue of sovereignty for Mexico, saying a U.S. state government. Of course, there's a lot of history between Mexico and Texas, as historians will recall. The idea of Texas, is a state deporting not just Mexicans but others back into Mexico, and so Mexico has a certain obligation to stand up and speak out against that. Now, again, notably, that's been AMLO famously in his morning radio TV addresses, the mañaneras. The next president of Mexico, by all bets, Claudia Sheinbaum, far ahead in the polls, has been remarkably silent about this issue. Mexico has indicated that it will convey its objections through its foreign affairs ministry, through Alicia Bárcena, to keep it on a formal track. But this is really kind of a multi-level dispute in which the U.S. at the federal level, Mexico at the federal level, are all obliged to give their positions. And Mexico feels that it can't just have Texas sending people across. But obviously, Texas feels that it can't just continue to have significant number of migrants streaming into the Texas border.
And Arevalo, 30 seconds, Arevalo's trip to the White House, that is a blessing of the new presidency, correct? That's how to read that.
Yeah, the Biden administration certainly has fought hard for Arevalo to be able to take office and for him to be able to succeed against conservative forces within the Guatemalan judicial and other institutions that wanted to inhabilitate him and his Semilla party. And so you continue to get these signs of support. Now, again, it's interesting that he's not meeting with Joe Biden. He's right. Meeting with Vice President Harris, who seems to be the designated representative of the administration on Central American issues. There's probably a consensus in the things that they will be talking about: citizen right. Security, governance, human rights, labor, gender-based violence. You have a receptive audience with Arevalo, who is an anti-corruption crusader and considered a Democrat, probably aligned with right. many of the things that the administration wants to put forward.
Good news for Guatemala. Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John Batchelor, New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,